CAR T cells have been approved for ALL in children and adults up to the age of 25 as not second line, but third line therapy. They need to have failed two prior lines of therapy. And they can be active even in patients who've relapsed after prior blinatumomab. So it's an important modality to know about, either for patients who can get it on label commercially, or for patients who are outside of that label who could get it through clinical trials, which we have many of these at academic centers. It's a major reason for referral of ALL patients to our center. And working at Penn, we were one of the centers that really developed CAR T-cell technology, and the drug that was approved, the tisagenlecleucel, which is very hard to pronounce, that came from the CAR T cells that we developed at our center. So we have a lot of experience with this in patients even over the age of 25. And we've presented that at meetings, and there'll be publications forthcoming. This is not quite out just yet for the full experience, but that should be available soon. The experience is that we do see significant cytokine release syndrome from this therapy. So it's, again, nothing to be trifled with and needs to be administered in a center with expertise. The other challenge with this is that it's not something I can just write for and hand to the patient right then and there. You have to collect the T cells in a apheresis setting. They have to grow and expand in the laboratory. Once they expand, then we infuse them back into the patient after an additional round of chemotherapy. So there's a lag time from when you want to treat the patient with the CAR T-cell therapy and when they actually receive it. And that's been really one of the challenges with CAR T technology in a disease like ALL, which is growing, is can your patient remain, you know, stable enough to actually get to the point where they receive the CAR T therapy? And usually we're not looking for the patients to be in remission at the time of infusion, although some of the patients were in at least a morphologic remission, but usually still MRD positive. Studies, we cleared MRD positive disease to MRD negative disease with great regularity. And the real difference between CAR T therapy and blinatumomab is it's one and done. Once the CAR T cells enter the body, they stay there, they expand within the body, and it's that expansion and persistence that predicts the long-term benefit. So if patients either don't expand their CAR T cells in the patient, or the cells only last a short period of time, that's who usually relapses. And so that's really been our predictor of the long-term benefit and the need potentially for transplant afterwards. Patients who have persistent CAR T cells after infusion may or may not need a transplant. We often will still recommend it, which brings up the question of, is this really a long-term therapy or a short-term therapy? And the answer is, again, in third-line therapy for ALL, we often will still recommend transplant for patients responding to CAR T therapy. And we can cure people who've had, again, more than one relapse of ALL. We never used to see this with any regularity. That's what's different now, is that we have salvage therapies that are effective for these patients. It may not obviate the need for transplant, and it may not obviate the need for blinatumomab or other salvage therapies, but there are outcomes that we're seeing that are different than what we saw before.